Hello, this is Ken.
Hi, Ken. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Tina, how you doing?
Good, good. I know last we spoke, you said you were going to check and see what the problem was with the card and get back to me. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. You know, I hired a secretary, and she's been, you know, looking at a couple of different things there. And you know, I thought she had taken care of it. But then, you know, when I looked at it, you know, I started to realize that perhaps, you know, I hadn't gotten calls in quite some time, and thought I'd reevaluate the whole program.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, since she was the one that was handling it, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you have received by chance?
You know what? I have. And, you know, a lot of it's there hasn't been a lot of, you know, good things that came in.
So the good news is while you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google Ads, where you've had 261 clicks to your site. On the local map optimization, which is the highest revenue generating section online, you've been found an additional 1,378 times with 46 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So
right.
I'm thinking that you've probably gotten some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
And that's just it there, Tina, is that they haven't contacted me, you know, as far as on my phone. You know, and the dashboard, you know, I haven't, you know, looked at that lately, but, you know, as far as getting, you know, getting the calls, is it the fact that, you know, I don't get, you know, the calls because I hadn't put, you know, additional monies on the, you know, we're going back almost 6 months, you know, as well.
Right. So I want to let you know that you can increase your ad spend if you want to, but you should have good results without it, okay?
Right.
Your program does include $100 worth of Google Ads, so you can play with that. You could say, you know what, I don't want the ads at all and I want to take them off. That would lower your subscription to $248 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. You stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still continue on the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And a lot of people will go to a package like that, you know, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put the ads on if you wanted to. Now,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
And you know what? That's what it, you know, it seemed like I was getting, you know, when I, in the very beginning, you know, when I, you know, it was, things were, you know, the phone was really ringing quite a bit. And then after that ran out, it was like, you know, it was like crickets, you know, it's like, So
then you need to keep the ads on there. So I want to explain to you, when you signed up with us initially, you did an annual prepay for $2,500, right? And that annual subscription amount included $900 worth of Google Ads. So you didn't get quite even $100 a month in your ads, because if you put in $1,200 for the year, it would have been. So you got a little bit less each month. than $100. And if you did well until the ads ran out, I would definitely recommend leaving them on. Now, how they work, just so you know, is we send Google $100 off the top to run the ads for you. We set a daily cap at somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That will ensure that you never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month, right? That'll never happen because we put a cap on it. So each morning your ads go up in all the designated areas. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. But once people start clicking on you, so let's say, for example, that the pay-per-click rate is $1 and 3 people click on you, you'll rotate off and somebody else will rotate on, and that's a good thing. That will prevent you from getting that unexpected bill. So let's say that you increase the ad spend to $200 a month. Now, rather than having a $3 a day maximum budget, you'll have a $6 a day maximum budget. So I have people all the time that they want to put $300 into it or $500, that where they'll increase the ad spend, and that's just because they're doing so well with it, you know, initially.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can play around with the ads a little bit. At least keep it at the $348 package because that'll give you your $100, and then you could always kind of build on that if you wanted to. Because right now, it's been in suspension since September 19th, and that's affecting you too, because when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active, but the technicians don't do any active programming on the account. So Google changes their algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data. That's how we ensure that you will not fall off the first page. Okay?
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, you haven't had any updates on the account since September 19th. So once we get the payment up to speed, the technicians are going to jump on top of that, and they're going to get you caught up in all of those algorithm updates, and you'll see much better results too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what, Tina, is there a way in which I could pause on the whole thing for a little bit?
You can't with a past due balance. And what I mean by that, Ken, is in your terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 19th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to do the pause. So once the payment's up to speed, let's say that you tell me, oh, I want to stop my billing for November, December, January, and I want to start up again in, you know, February, we can then do that because it's an active account, but we can't do that while it's on a past due status.
I get you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How come you're wanting to, or you're thinking about pausing it? Is it just because of results, or is this a slower time of year for you, or?
Oh, no. I've actually generated more work on my own.
Good.
Just from, you know, people walking over, and seeing, you know, me working and everything. I mean, I'm, you know, just wrapping up a job, you know, I'm actually on another job right now. You know, so I've been going since 6 o'clock this morning.
You know what you might want to do then is, this is an option too. We could collect the past due amount, and then rather than putting you on a pause, we can cancel the program and have you just keep your website. And that's just $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And the reason I suggest that is because you're getting, it sounds like, a lot of people that are seeing you out in the field, or word of mouth referrals, or people that know you. So it's pertinent that you keep your site up, because they might look you up just to make sure, oh, I want to make sure that he provides good work. Sure, I saw him in the neighborhood, but I want to see some credibility. So that way you'll at least have your site too. So that might be an option. And if your intention is to do that, then why pay that extra $100 for ads right now? You might want to just take that off, pay the $248 that would be past due, and then next month you would be charged only $49 for the hosting of your site. So that's a really good option for you too, you know, especially since you're getting a lot of people that are hiring you, you know, just by knowing you and seeing your signs out there.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what you're saying is I bring everything up to speed with 240 or whatever?
Yep, 248. And then what I'll do, no matter which way you want to go, is I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days because I don't want you to have a payment today and then another one on the 19th. That's too close together, right?
So once
I get the payment up to speed, I'm going to push the next one all the way out till November 11th. So that way, even if you just keep the site, you'll have a whole month before you're charged again.
And I'll be charged, what, the 49?
Correct. Or? Starting in November, you would just be charged the $49. So you wouldn't have to pay the full subscription amount anymore. I would change the package for you.
I gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, that sounds like we could, that seems a little bit more realistic at this point.
Yeah, a little bit more doable. Yeah, I understand because, yeah, you getting people that are hiring you and you can only do so much, you know. You don't want to explode and have a million calls coming in either if you're trying to keep up.
Oh, well, no. Exactly. Yeah, like I said, I'm booked right now. I mean, I'm going to be working late all this week, and it's like,
wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So,
that's awesome. That's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah. But it's like, sometimes I wish it was a little more spaced out, but it's like, right now I feel like I'm overbooked, but I got it under control. I'm just trying to do what I can to keep everything all situated.
Right, exactly. Okay, so I can get this past due payment up to speed, and then I'll change your package and make sure that you stay in the hosting. So is it a different card that you wanted to use?
Because I don't know if that other...
let me see what it's saying here.
Yeah, it was the Discover, I believe.
Yep, it's a Discover ending in 8243.
Right, okay. Let me take a look at this here. Yeah, 1 second here.
Sure.
So what they're saying that Discover is not going through?
Yeah, it's saying generic decline. So sometimes that could mean that they sent you a new one and the card's still good, but it's a different expiration. Or sometimes it could mean that the billing address changed, or maybe they sent you a new one and it's a whole new card. Do you have 11/26 as your expiration?
Because
if not, that's the problem. They might have sent you a new one.
Yeah, you know, and that's... Let's see here. Let what? I don't have that with me at this point. Yeah, because you know what? I'd rather find out. I'd rather find out what, because that's the the one card that I want to use to go through the business with. And I don't want
to. If you like, you can use whatever card you have on you now for a one-time payment, and I would email you the receipt. So, you know, because it's a business expense, you can still submit it year end for your taxes. And then once you get everything squared away with the Discover, you can call me back and I can put the card back on file for next month. But that
I got you. Okay. So what you're saying is, another card I could use to, just for one time.
Right. Just so that you get your account up to speed. Cause right now there's all of those updates that need to be caught up on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So then let's use the American Express.
Okay, and then it's still the Coke's Drive for the billing address for the American Express?
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy. Okay, so the card number?
You know what? It might be a P.O. box, but let's see what happens.
Okay, we'll try it. If it doesn't go through, we'll put the P.O. box, but we'll just leave it like this for now, okay?
Okay.
Is that good? Okay, let's try that. So the card number?
Is 3767. Mm-hmm. 6366-60-33-005.
Okay, and expiration?
0426.
And the code on the back, or the four digits on the front, I'm sorry?
9620.
9620. Okay, so let me get your authorization and then you will be good to go. And then all you have to do is remember to call me before the 11th of November to put that Discover card back on file, or you can do it yourself. Have you been on your dashboard in the billing page?
Yeah. Okay. But what I'll call you, Tina.
Okay. Yeah, it's easier to just call in. Okay. Yeah, no problem. I just wanted to give you the heads up that if for some reason you forget to call, it will stay on the American Express. So, you know, I don't want
So wait. Yeah, because that's what I don't want to happen. I just want it to just this one time until I get it.
Do you have... Do you have the you don't have the Discover card on you right now, huh? Because my problem is that my system blocks out the whole card except for the last four digits. So all I can see in our prior stored information is that it was a Discover ending in 8243. I don't have the whole number or else I would just go back and update it. But if you have it on you now, I already got the green light for that one-time payment. So I can go back. And I can put the Discover card on. That way you won't have to call back or anything. You know what I mean?
Oh. All right, Gina. Hold on one second. Then.
Okay.
I can check something.
Sure.
Yeah, hold on. Okay.
Yeah, take your time, Ken. I don't mind waiting.
Okay.
too many cards.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I did. Okay.
All right, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
It's 60. The Discover card is actually, you probably have it. 8243.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's ending numbers.
Yep. So it starts with 6011, right? And then the last four are 8243. So what's the second and the third set of numbers?
Oh, you know what? Oh, that's because you know what? That's what's going on.
What?
Because it is valid through 11/21.
Oh, I see. So the bank did send you a new one probably, and you have the old one there.
Well, yeah, see, I haven't gotten the new card yet.
Okay.
So
so we can't put it on file then if you don't have it, but what we could do is I could put a note here to call you maybe in 2 weeks or something just to remind you. Nothing's going to charge on the American Express until November 11th, so we have plenty of time. Or
okay.
I can send you an email maybe a week prior to November 11th and just say, hey, Ken, local flash will bill on the 11th, and that way you'll have a reminder to call us, you know.
Let's do it within 2 weeks because I want to, get this squared away pretty quick here. And like I said, I'd rather just use the Discover through my business.
Okay, so let's do that. So I'll put a note here to follow up with you in 2 weeks, and then
yeah.
We'll get the new card on file for you at that time, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, Tina.
Awesome. Okay, good. We have a game plan, huh?
Yeah, thank you, Tina.
That's
Tina,
good.
Thank you. I want to thank you so much for working with me on this.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy we were able to talk and go over a couple of options. I really think that what you've chosen to do is going to be really beneficial for your business, being that you get a lot of people hiring you, just from the sign. So you need to keep the site anyway. So,
okay.
I've already changed the package for you moving forward. So if you need anything else from me, you can call me. If not, we'll reach out to you in about 2 weeks, okay?
Beautiful. That sounds great, Tina. Have a great night, okay?
I will. You too, Ken.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right.